SBS Radio.
Australia applauded and hailed her as the winner of the X Factor Australia 6th season, becoming the youngest to win the show at the age of 15. We catch up with X Factor Australia Season 6 winner Marlisa Ponsalan, o mas kilala sa tawag na Marlisa. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Marlisa.
Magandang umaga po.
Naintindihan niya tayo. For those who are wondering, yes, she can understand Tagalog. 5 years since nanalo ka, sa X Factor Australia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I've been pretty busy these past 5 years, singing and recording and songwriting as well. Yeah.
Wow. Alam natin, after you winning X Factor, you've released your single entitled Stand By You. It debuted number 2 on the ARIA Singles.
Yes.
Certified Platinum by the Australian Recording Industry Association. At syempre, sinunda ng Stand By You. Anong sumunod mong kanta?
After Stand By You, I released more singles. I released Unstoppable in Tagalog in the Philippines. And then I released Forever Young in Australia. And after that, I just released my newest album called Brave. And it's reached number 3 in the worldwide international iTunes charts. And I'm really happy about it.
At the very young age, ang dami mo ng achievements, Marlisa. But let's go back. I know you started singing very young. At syempre, dito yung nagsimula sa Australia. Sino talaga naging inspiration mo to really get into singing?
My inspiration would be my grandmother. She was a singer in her own time. And she was actually the one who taught me how to sing. We sang along with the advertisements on TV. And I sang at my brother's recitals. And from then on, I joined competitions to gain more experience and exposure. And that's how I got into singing.
And did you take any singing lessons?
Yes, I took singing lessons from the age of 7 years old. And from then on, I developed my vocal training and my performance abilities. And I just started to grow from there.
Yes, and I know that you've been very busy then sa Filipino-Australian community prior to you joining X Factor. Do you think nakatulong yung Filipino-Australian community in you winning the X Factor Australia?
Yes, of course. So without the Filipino community, I wouldn't be where I am today because they voted for me, they supported me from the very beginning. So they were a big help for me.
Yes, and after yung panalo mo, you were signed up under Sony Music, isn't it?
Yes.
And then you moved to EMA?
Yes. So what happened was after my X Factor contract expired, Sony offered me a new contract under Ronan Keating's management. So then we referred the contract to our lawyers there in London and here in Sydney, and they thought that it wasn't for my best interest, so we did not accept the offer. And then we all agreed that I should explore Asia. And so I went to the Philippines last year, and I got signed up by Star Music from ABS-CBN. And I'm really happy now that they've given me the opportunity to release my brand new album, Brave.
Yay! At syempre, mas braver ka na ngayon.
Yes.
How many months ka na sa Philippines?
I've been there for nearly 1.5 years. So it was a great experience. It's very different from Australia. The industry there is really, really big. And the people there are really crazy about music. And so it was nice to see the support there in the Philippines. I performed and promoted my latest single album. And I was very happy to be there.
So stay mo sa Pilipinas most of the time, kasama ang family mo doon. But how is it for you working in another country? Although sabi mo nga, it's where your parents are from. Pero may mga differences, di ba? Mahirap ba in terms of weather? Mainit?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot of pollution there and the traffic there is crazy. So I was working in a different environment and I made new friends over there from Tarsi Records. It was just a different experience. The whole weather there, it's very hot there. And it's hot here in summer as well, but every day there it's hot.
With your stay 1.5 years in the Philippines, what was the best part for you?
The best part for me was actually signing up with Star Music and releasing a brand new album of original self-composed songs. They allowed me to choose my songs and I songwrote there. And yeah, they gave me the opportunity, so I was very happy about that.
Most of Filipino artists in the Philippines who are into music also try out acting.
Yes.
Do you aim to try acting?
Well, if the opportunity comes, I'm very open to it. I have done some acting workshops here in Sydney, so maybe I can use that one day.
We'll see.
Yes.
And now you're back in Sydney because you are preparing for a concert with Makisig Morales.
Yes. The concert with Makisig is on May 4. So that's on a Saturday. And I'm going to be singing a duet with him and promoting my latest single.
Brave,
yes.
But aside from the concert with Makisig, you're also preparing for your own concert?
Yes, my own concert was just announced the day before yesterday. So I'm very happy to tell everyone that I will be having my own solo concert in Blacktown Workers Club on the 17th of August.
What do you look forward to this concert?
I look forward to showing others and telling others how much I've grown since the X Factor. I'm going to show them my other abilities, such as playing the piano and guitar while singing. And yeah, just sharing with everyone what's been happening with me in the last 5 years.
Yes, at yung ibang gagawin mo ay sabi nga, sikreto muna.
Yes.
But being back in Sydney, are you pressured to do very well because the Filipino community or Filipino-Australian community has really voted and supported you all the way?
I'm not really pressured. I'm just happy that I've been given the support to promote my latest music here. And yeah, I'm just happy that I got the opportunity to release an album worldwide.
Yes. Where do you want to take your music?
I'd like to take my music to America and the UK because those are the musical countries, and hopefully they can make a break out there.
They said that sometimes it's really hard for artists to break through the bigger international music industry, isn't it? But do you think you have a fallback if you don't really get big time in music?
Well, at the moment I'm balancing my studies and my singing career, but I plan to first try it out first and see what happens in America and maybe in London.
If not music, what are you be doing?
I would probably be doing something related to languages, because I have an interest for other people's cultures. So yeah, the year before last year, I studied Japanese beginners, and yeah, I'd like to continue that because I'm really interested in the Japanese culture.
Yes, and maybe more of the Filipino.
Yeah, definitely. I'm also studying a bit of Tagalog.
Yes, for your album Brave, is there a next single after Brave?
After Brave, we are going to focus on promoting the next single in the album called Selfish, and it's a duet with Inigo Pascual. And yeah, it's a very popular song in the album, and yeah, that's what we're going to be focusing on promoting.
Yes. Being in the Philippines, you've collaborated with other Filipino artists there for sure.
Yes.
Under ABS-CBN's management. Mm-hmm. Sino ang paborito mong Filipino singer?
I would probably have to be KZ Tandigan because she's very soulful and she expresses so clearly and her performance abilities are really cool. So yeah, I like her.
Dito sa Sydney, bukod sa with your singing and performing for and within the Filipino-Australian community, ano yung gusto mong magawa dito?
I would also like to try collaborating with Australian artists because I haven't really done that before. But yeah, in my upcoming concert, I'll be collaborating with some special guests, Taylor Henderson and Maki Sig as well.
Kung meron kang gustong makakollaborate dito sa Sydney or Australian artists, who would it be?
Would probably be Taylor Henderson because he has a country tone, and lots of people say that I have a country tone to my voice as well. So yeah, I'll be very interested in that.
Sa pagkanta mo, what do you do to really improve your singing?
Every day I practice for an hour, and I also practice my guitar and piano. So that's what I do, and I drink a lot of ginger and honey, and that's what I do to take care of my voice.
What are the three things that you've learned for the past 5 years?
In the past 5 years, I've learned a bit about songwriting. I learned how the music industry works, like what goes behind the scenes. It's a lot of hard work. It's not just partying out there. Mm-hmm. You have to wake up early to promote your music. You have to go to different radio stations. And I've also learned that you should keep your family close and a support group close to you. So you have that support, and that'll keep you going.
You've mentioned your family, very supportive mom and dad.
Yes.
What do you want to say to them?
I just like to say thank you to my family, mom, dad, kuya, for always being there for me and supporting me from the very beginning. They have always encouraged me to pursue a music career. So that gave me the confidence to try. And yeah, just thank you so much, and I love you guys.
And for your supporters?
I just like to say thank you to everyone who has supported me from day one, since the X Factor and before that. I really do music for you guys. And yeah, I hope you will continue to support me. So thank you very much for supporting me for a long, long time and your loyalty. Thank you.
Would you be able to encourage your brother to sing with you?
Oh, he actually yeah. He raps. He did the demo rap for my Brave, so and he also plays the piano. So he's a really good musician, and he song wrote the songs in the album with me. So yeah, I would encourage him to further pursue music.
And maybe when you come back here, he'll be joining you.
Yes, definitely. hopefully, he'll come back here with me and promote with yes. me.
Marlisa, can we just talk a little bit about your songwriting?
Yes.
What are your inspirations in your songwritings?
In my songwritings, I base it on my personal experiences and the struggles that I've been through. So, for example, one of the songs, Brave, is about actually me being homeschooled and taking a different route from most teenagers. I had to work with older people, I'd travel a lot, and I had to stay in the house a lot when I was homeschooled. So yeah, I base my songwriting on that, and it's mostly about overcoming life's greatest challenges.
You mentioned about challenges. What is the biggest challenge you've faced so far in terms of your music?
The biggest challenge would be to just keep on going and choose to not give up. That's the biggest challenge, because it's easy to give up in this industry, because it's so hard to break through, and it's hard to get your music out. But yeah, that's the biggest challenge for me, to keep going.
What makes you braver now?
What makes me braver now is all the past experiences and my family and all the supporters who have supported me from day one. I think my homeschooling and having friends disappear from my social circle, I think those experiences have made me a stronger person today.
For our listeners na very young as you and wanted to pursue a career in music, what would you say to them?
I would say expose yourself to different audiences, join competitions and perform a lot at community events, festivals, just to get yourself exposed and experienced. Also to never give up. I know it can be hard to break in the industry, but you can do it if you keep on practicing and believing and never stop trying.
And you have upcoming shows?
Yes, actually on May 4 with Makisig Live in Sydney. And I'll be having my own solo concert on the 17th of August, and it's called I Am Brave. In September, I have a charity event for the Smith family. And also we are under negotiations to move my concert in Manila and in the US.
This is the concert in August you're talking about.
Yes.
Would you like to invite again our listeners to your concert with Makisig Morales and on your concert in August?
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for your support. I would like to invite you to come to our show with Makisig on May 4. It's at Blacktown Workers Club. We'll be doing a duet there and some more surprises for you. Please come. It will be a night not to miss. Thank you so much for your support. And I also invite you to join me in my concert, my own solo concert with guest artist Taylor Henderson and Makisig Morales in August 17. I'll be also doing that at Blacktown Workers Club.
And where can our listeners follow Marlisa?
I would like to tell you that my social media accounts is for Twitter and Instagram at Marlisa Music, Facebook and YouTube Marlisa. My official website is marlisaofficial.com, and my Snapchat is also Marlisa Music. Check out my website on marlisaofficial.com, and you can see the CDs. It's out now.
Yes, and it's called
Brave. It's called Brave.
Yes, Brave Marlisa. Thank you so much, Marlisa, and all the best to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.